Shit, I thought I had another couple seconds. You guys, thank you so much for being here tonight. I want to ask, actually, I want to just kind of talk briefly about this past weekend. I hope everybody had a great weekend. I hope everybody had a wonderful Father's Day for all the single moms and the dads and everybody holding it down. Happy Father's Day to you guys. You guys are kicking ass and taking names. So I had an outstanding Father's Day. I got to spend it with my youngest. I think my oldest was working. Got a couple cards, got a gift from the youngest. So I was pretty stoked about it. I liked it. So Saturday morning, none of you really know, I am a reserve officer out of a small town here in small town Oklahoma. And as soon as I got on patrol, I get a call that another officer needed a little backup, a possible backup for what we call a Signal 30. Signal 30 is a fatality. So I ended up having to go to on scene, and you know, you really take life for granted when you see stuff like that. And, you know, and it really humbled me and it really brought me back to reality, because how quickly life can get taken away from you. You know, he was going home to visit his family on Father's Day and he didn't make it. So that really put a wrench into my gut this past weekend. And, but I got to spend my time with my kid and I loved every minute of it. It was one of the best Father's Days. But, you know, and then of course the work week, and then you start hustling during the work week. I come across a couple of customers that are just rude, and you know, it happens. That's the full-time job. But you guys, also, I wanted to talk about how honored and humbled I am for tonight, because tonight we have not only a great guy, we have a special guest. Everybody knows who he is. I love his content. He's a great, great, great gentleman. And I owe quite a few of the subscribers on this channel now to him. I owe it to him. And we're sitting at 290 subscribers on the YouTube channel. And for that, it really humbles me. And I want to say thank you to each and every one of you that have subscribed to this channel, that have been with us from the very beginning up until now, and just keep pushing the content. I mean, it really humbles me to no end. But there is some news that I do need to tell people, and I've been 291, and thanks, Lil Save. But there is some news that I really do need to tell people. I really do appreciate it. I really do. I know the Gorilla Lounge team appreciates it. And we are now on Spotify. We're now on Apple Podcasts. We're now on Google Podcasts. So if you don't catch the live on YouTube, you're going to catch it on Spotify. So wanted to give you guys a heads up on that. So be looking out for this episode. This episode right here will be on probably Saturday morning. So every Saturday morning, I will post it on Spotify, and it'll just branch out to all the others. So you guys, we're super stoked. We're super pumped. Good things are happening. We're just going to keep growing. I made a joke backstage, but I'm not going to say it up here right now. Cause my manager is like, don't say it. I can see her in the background. She's telling me not to say it, but I'm not going to. But anyway, I wanted to let everybody know, especially like tonight, because it is a great guest. He has a great personality. And I figured, you know what? That's going to be badass. We will bring out what our big news is. And that's it. We're streaming on Spotify. You could Google it. Google the Gorilla Lounge podcast. The Gorilla Lounge podcast. First thing that pops up is going to be the Gorilla Lounge on Spotify, which is pretty legit. And I'm pretty pumped. But anyway, we've got the guest of honor tonight. we Don Hart says, I get told not to say stuff all the time. So if I'm reading people's comments, you guys, please just bear with me. I have to make sure it's going to be an audio on the next show. So I'm still kind of learning the whole thing, but that's what we're here for. We all learn, we all grow, we all proceed, and we just keep going forward. So I'm going to bring out a special guest tonight. Like I said, a great guy. And probably one of his number one fans is she's going to come out here and she's going to chit chat with him. And we're just going to have a good time. We'll just get to know him and see what happens. You know, I mean, hell, if he wants to talk about fucking roly polies and dirty socks, I mean, I guess that's what we're going to talk about. So that's what we'll talk about. But I mean, you know, it is what it is. So you guys, let's bring out Mr. Big Bad Ukami. Welcome to the show, buddy.
What's up, buddy? Man, how do you even follow an intro like that? Like,
right?
First of all, I don't think anyone's called me a gentleman in God. It's been a long fucking time. That's not one I get very often.
Well, I mean, here's the thing. So when I friended you on TikTok, right. I'm scrolling through and I was like, wow, you know, the content, like if you hit a hater, the content on that hater is like bar none, like top notch. Bro, and I'm sitting there and I'm watching it going, this guy has a class act. It, whether he believes it or not, this is a class act. And it's like, here's one. You got kind of go, first of all, listen, here's the deal. Da-da-da-da-da. Second of all, we really don't like you, but here's the problem. Here's why we don't like you. And it just goes. And I thought, this man is going to go places.
I mean, to be honest, there are days where, you know, I look at that 42K and I'm just like, but fucking how though? Like, I don't have a gimmick. I don't really do a lot of filters or transitions or anything like that. I look at my phone and if I don't see something that I like, I say something about it.
Right.
And it fucking blows my mind, man.
It's awesome. It's good stuff, man. It really is. I mean, my shit, honestly, it's all over the board. Like, I'll do a duet. I'll sing. I'm fast as fuck with my Superman socks, my dogs. It's like I'm fast all as over fuck, the
boy.
I mean, that's just how it is. So I guess the question is really, how did Big Bad Ukami come about? Like, how?
Okay. So the Ukami part is basically from when I was stationed in Japan. Like, I've always had a huge affinity for wolves. It's just, you know, it's a very prevalent thing to me. A couple of my tattoos are wolves. So some of the guys I served with just started calling me Ukami, which is basically the Japanese equivalent of wolf. Mm-hmm. You know, the whole big bad wolf thing, it just kind of flowed together one day on like Xbox 360 about, you know, 13 years ago, something like that. And
right.
That's the day it was born.
I gotcha. So how long were you in the military?
Just about 6 years. I got to boot camp September 25th, 2001. And I walked across the blue line at 26th Street Naval Station on May 18th, 2006.
I gotcha.
So my whole initial enlistment and part of my second enlistment.
So were you... Was 2001, was that the year of the USS Cole? No.
No. The Cole was a year earlier or a year later. I can't remember. Okay. But yeah, it wasn't too far apart. Maybe a year or two.
I gotcha. So why did you just decided to join? I mean, like, what was the whole...
So I was kind of looking down the barrel of a bad situation or 4 years enlisted, and that sounded like a much better deal to me.
Right.
So, yeah, I picked Navy for some reason and ended up at the recruiters, and I was actually in delayed enlistment for about 7 months before I even graduated high school. Like, I had already signed on the dotted line. I was ready to go.
Nice.
I actually got woke up on the morning of September 11th to see what was going on. And I called up my recruiter and I tried to class up early. And he basically said, you're going to lose everything you signed up for. You're going to be at boot camp basically 3 weeks from now anyways. Just go for it.
And boot camp was what, the Great Lakes?
Yep. Great Mistakes, Illinois, as we like to call it.
So
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
No. Go ahead. Finish up.
It was during one of the worst winters they had in like 15 years. It was fucking miserable.
Yeah.
Was nuts.
See, a lot of people don't know that I was actually in the delayed enlistment program for the Navy as well.
Really?
This was years ago. They told me to lose weight. So I tried and it didn't work. And then they took some of my college credits. I was going to go in as an E3. And they took some of my college credits, and then they told me I was too fat. So I started losing weight, and then that's why the delayed enlistment, DEP, right? Delayed enlistment program. And then going through MEPS, walking like a duck, talking like a duck, acting like a duck, grab your ankles and cough. I mean, that's what we did. And they told me I was too fat. And then I went back to lose weight, came back. I only gained like 3 pounds. And he said no. I was like, I don't understand. So yeah, I know about the delayed enlistment program.
Yeah, and the whole dog and pony show at MEPS. That's a good time to be had by all.
Such garbage. So Wendy, you got any questions for Big Bad Ukami? I know I do. I'll just keep on talking, but I don't want to take the whole screen.
No, go ahead. Keep talking. Have questions.
It's your turn. It's your turn, Missy.
What you got for me?
What you got?
How did you or why did you get on TikTok? Like, how did that start?
So after about 6 months of saying I would never join TikTok, I was just bored one day. And I just went, you know what? Fuck it. Let me check it out. So I downloaded the app, and I think I had it for probably another 6 months or so until I actually made a video. Mm-hmm. And the whole video, my very first video, it's still there. You can scroll all the way back to it, is all the reasons that I'll never be TikTok famous. Like, because I don't know how to use any of the fucking features. And like, I'm not funny. You know, I'm just a fucking guy.
Right.
And I think 8 months to the day after that, I posted another video and then just started posting more videos.
See, that's what I think that's what a lot of us did. We just got bored during the whole lockdown and shut out, and we needed the human interaction. So that's where TikTok, because Facebook is white trash social media.
Yeah, my ex has got Facebook in the divorce. That's the elephant graveyard for me. I don't go to Facebook.
Keep that shit. Here we go, TikTok. Oh my God, man. Oh my God.
So how did you go from TikTok to like Twitch? Because you stream on Twitch, but that's just gaming, right?
Yeah, it's just a gaming channel. Actually, the Twitch existed long before the TikTok did. Like, I tried briefly to be like a Twitch TikTok streamer. I think I uploaded maybe a total of like 6 gaming related videos and just it wasn't getting the response. So I'm just like, you know what? It seems to do better when I'm just looking at my phone, telling people what I fucking think. So that's pretty much what shaped the content like initially.
So I'm probably going to screw up this name again. Pangolin. Is that right?
Pangolin Plague.
She says we bullied him into it.
I mean, she's not entirely wrong. There She's was like, outside pressure and influence.
Get some of this TikTok, of bitch. Friends.
Yeah, I mean, pretty much. That's how it is in the Discord. The fuck are you doing?
Sorry, man. That's to me. It is comical because it's like, bro. Sometimes it's like, just do it, man. Be like Nike and just go do it. Just do it.
Yeah.
Stop. Just and you're like, okay, fine. And then you're like, peer pressure. You jerk.
That's how it was just to even start streaming with a cam on Twitch. Like,
yeah.
I started off from console and I had like the PS4 cam and a webcam for the Xbox, and just I didn't want to be on cam. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I'm just like, just let me play this game and like listen to my voice and we'll get along just fine. But the outside influence got me to get on the cams initially, and then I got my nice setup now. So,
good.
Yeah, it's actually one of those helpful things, though, because it's completely made me comfortable doing stuff like this because I'm doing it on Twitch all the time, you know?
Yeah, you get comfortable in front of a camera, don't you? Pretty quick.
Like, as soon as you tune out the part of your brain that's like, you need to be paying attention to the camera. Like, mm-hmm. no, I'm just going to do my thing. It's all good.
Exactly. I was doing a lot of TikTok lives and I would just sit there and eat. And people were asking me, they're like, what are you eating? Why are your eyes so red? I'm like, these fucking allergies. But I would just
eat. Hay fever, goddamn it.
I don't know. I got cottonwood out here and I got cedar and it just drives me crazy.
But, that's rough.
So if you were to ask, if you were to run into your 18-year-old self, what do you think you would tell him?
Okay, so first I have to preface this with I kind of knew this question was coming.
I told you.
Yeah. So I've had time to sit and consider what I would say. Although it's basically the same thing I came up when you initially asked me. I would tell 18-year-old me a couple of things. One would be something that would probably kind of hurt, and that's just the realization that no matter what part of any organization you're a part of, you know, sometimes shit's going to go sideways and people may not have your back. So to always be able to prop yourself up, no matter what.
Mm-hmm.
And then just basically quit putting my dick in crazy, because that just traditionally has not worked out for me well. And I've tried to get to a place in my life where I've moved on from that. But if young me could learn that lesson so much sooner, we would be in great shape.
Yeah. You know, there was a term that I remember growing up with, and it was, do not stick your pen in company ink.
Yeah.
So if you started dating somebody at work, do not stick your pen in company ink, because it never turns out right.
Nope.
Never, 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 never. But dude, I can't even imagine. I mean, do you have any kids?
I do. I have four.
Four kids.
I do.
Fuck around.
Three little boys, one little girl.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Congratulations. I got two boys, 15 and 16.
Oh man, they're both right about the age of my oldest.
So
he's gonna be 16 this year.
Oh man, dude. Kids are great, man. I'm enjoying watching them grow up.
Yeah,
I really am.
That's always good when you get the opportunity to do that. You know, unfortunately, I'm long distance parenting with most of my kids, so it's not as convenient. But I fucking love them, even when they drive me crazy.
Oh, of course, They're your the offsprings. You know what I mean? Yeah. But you know what's crazy is when you see somebody doing something totally asinine, I don't give a damn if it's outside of the gas station or whatever, you kind of look at them and go, or her for that matter, you kind of look at it and go, you're the sperm that won. I can't get over that. Like, how did you make it this far in life? You beat millions of other potentials.
Yeah.
And this is how you act. Huh.
I feel like that at least, you know, 10 times a day when I'm forced to go out in public. I'm just like, especially when driving, that will test your faith in humanity, let me tell you.
Speaking of driving, you had an incident happen not too long ago.
Oh, and I totally set you up for that shit. That was such an unintentional softball, actually. Fuck.
That's a home run on this.
Yeah. yes, I had an unfortunate incident with another driver yesterday that caused me to be somebody that I haven't been for a long time. And let's just say before I could get to his car, he had already pulled off very quickly.
Mm-hmm. Got scared.
Yeah.
He saw this behemoth of a man with this fucking bald head and beard. And he was like, no, I can't grow a beard. I'm out this bitch. And he left.
Man. How tall do you think I am?
I'm honestly, you told me how you did. So you already told me how tall you were. But when I first was paying attention, I was like, this guy's at least 6 foot, 6'1".
I actually get that one a lot, but no, I'm 5'8". I'm just built like a brick shit house and won't take your shit. It is what it is.
How many bar fights have you been in?
Define bar fight, like define the fight part of it, because for a little while I was working the door at this country bar in Japan that was right off base in this area we called the Haunch. So there was a lot of times that I threw big country boys on their ass and it wasn't really a fight. But legitimate bar fights, shit, maybe 5 or 6.
Okay.
No real big dust-ups. Mm. I tend to not fuck with people that caused scenes like that. And even in my younger days, like, I would mostly step away if I could.
Right. Is that what you would tell, like, your younger self, too? Hey, man, stop. Just step away from this shit.
I think that some form of that message would get in there. Because, like, there's a level. Even at my age, just like yesterday got the better of me, there's a level to where you're just like, you know what?
Mm-hmm.
No. You pushed past my limit for the day. Let's get it.
Right? Yeah. That's kind of cool, though. I mean, you live and learn.
For me, I feel like it's more a self-respect thing. Like, there's a lot of things I will allow you to do to disrespect me as a person before I'll react like that. Is what it comes down to. But there's certain lines, just no.
Mm-hmm. I've learned to bite my tongue a lot. What about you, Miss Wendy?
What about me? What? Bar fights? None.
You didn't get any bar fights?
No. No bar fights.
I mean, who are you? I'm Wendy.
No, bar fight isn't really the first thing that comes to mind when I look at Wendy.
Mm-mm.
No,
I'm thinking Guinness. Like,
what
a Guinness
is the first thing that comes to mind when you look at Wendy?
I see that whole ass Amanda buying phones right there. Just
that's funny shit.
Yeah.
Oh my goodness.
Me and Wendy have been friends for a little bit now. We've chit chatted here and there on like Snapchat and TikTok and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. She's good people.
Yeah.
Indeed.
She's good people. Me, not so much. But her, definitely good people.
No, as I have witnessed firsthand, she is like your Jiminy Cricket, because she's the one over there like, what are you doing? You can't do that shit. No.
I know. She's the angel on the shoulder, like, don't say anything.
Yeah, for sure.
But you got to do this. No, I don't. Do it. And you're like, okay, fuck it. Let's do it.
Mm-hmm. All day long.
Mm-hmm.
Right. He was directed not to tell a certain joke, and he listened.
I did.
He does.
Because I didn't want people getting upset with me. I mean, you know, it's Viagra.
Hey, you found a way to sneak it in there.
I mean, you know, whatever. All right. So another question is, if you had a choice of 3 people, dead or alive, to have dinner with and shoot the shit with, who would it be? Who would be your top 3?
Bro, I feel like that's an unfair spotlight, because, like, I feel like I have to say the intelligent, like, really smart people answer, but that probably wouldn't be the case for me. Like, I appreciate intelligence, and I understand my own capacity for intelligence, and there are certain people that are just out of my league when it comes to thinking. So, like, I'm sure it would be cool to sit down with, like, Albert Einstein or something, but that just doesn't seem like a dinner I would enjoy myself at.
Right.
All right, so I'm going to say Lon Chaney as one of them, just because I love horror movies. I grew up on, you know, cheesy 80s movies, the B-Fest, Trauma, shit like that. But I also grew up on the black and white classics, you know, Boris Karloff, Lon Chaney, things like that. And I've always loved the classic monsters. Like Benicio Del Toro's turn as the Wolfman, I actually thought it was fucking awesome. It was a good flick.
I like him.
Yeah, so Lon Chaney for sure. Oh boy, I still got to come up with 2 more. Brandon Lee is the second guest.
Just
period, hands down. Love Brandon Lee. Love The Crow. Like, I love all his other bad B-rated action movies that he did, but The Crow, obviously the pinnacle. My favorite movie of all time. So Brandon Lee is definitely coming to dinner. Mm-hmm. And honestly, I'm going to take the easy way out and pick my 3rd person, because sitting with him and his dad would just be fucking amazing. So I'm going to go with Bruce Lee also.
Oh, wow. Yeah, that would be pretty legit.
Mm-hmm.
That would be. What about you, Wendy?
God, I knew you were going to ask me this. You beat me to it, because I was going to ask you.
No, I'm not answering.
Yes, you are.
The fuck I'm not.
Yes, you are. 3 people?
I mean,
I know 2, like, right away. I just don't know who the 3rd person would be. My grandmother, who has passed, and Dolly Parton. I think she would have great conversation.
Yeah. Dolly's a hustler. Like, she could probably teach you some shit.
For sure. For sure.
Very classy lady. So I think that would be an interesting dinner. I really don't know who the third person would be. Nobody. I mean,
you know who comes to my mind for the third person? Oh, like, if no bullshitting. Like, I would totally want to talk to either Ronald Goldman or Nicole Brown Simpson and be like, who the fuck really did it?
Get the truth once and for all.
Get the truth right out. Get it over with, because that is like 20 years or whatever of in the making. That's probably my number three. Like, I want to know who did it. Like, I'm done listening to this bullshit.
Have you seen that TikTok video that's been going around the last couple of days where it's like, tell me a conspiracy theory that you believe is 1,000% true?
Yes. The Titanic?
No. The one where she's talking about how she thinks it's OJ's son, Jason's son.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I thought that crazy. I thought that fucking 30 years ago when it happened, or 20 years ago.
Yeah.
Really did.
I don't know. It sounds plausible to me.
Oh, Big Man Bassin says Robin Williams, Stephen Irwin, and Mr. Rogers.
Bro, you're talking about a world peace summit right there.
Yeah, right? Bro. Yeah, yeah.
That is a dream team, actually. I can't even be mad at that.
No. I know. I would probably pick either both of them, or I'd probably pick both of them, my grandmother and my grandfather, just so I could, you know, just say, hey, what's up, you know? And how's everything going? You good? Do you need anything up there or wherever you're at? You need anything? Because I got you. And I think my first one, oh, man, dude. Dead or alive? Shit. I don't know. It'd probably be like, I'd like to meet Mark Wahlberg. Oh, no. You know what? Joe Rogan. That's my man right there. That's my man.
It's my podcast idol.
It is.
I threw him up on my bedroom wall.
It's on my ceiling. And I'm like, oh, good night, Joe.
Oh, man.
When I do not have a friggin' poster of that man above my bed. It's on my nightstand. It's on a little picture frame.
So you can give him a kiss every night before bed.
Good night, Joe. Good night, Joe.
Yeah.
One of these days, I'm going to be a guest on his show. This show right here is going to be the one that you're going to be like, oh, my God, he really did. One of these days, I'm going to be a guest on his show. And I'm going to be like, I had a little joke, and your picture frame was on the side of my bed. And every night, I'd go,
good night, Joe. And that's when you get kicked out of the Joe Rogan podcast.
he knows good comedy when it happens. you know who would be a good one too? Phil Hartman. Remember him?
Oh, I loved Phil Hartman, man. Everybody's dad in the early 90s.
Sam Kinison.
Yeah. Oh, you just want to call up that man in a trench coat who's going to yell in your face.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Dude, you got him. You got John Candy.
Oh,
that's a good one.
See, that I could roll with. I feel like Sam literally is just going to scream in your face the entire time.
Yeah. Do that line of cocaine. Mm-hmm. And he would totally fuck you up. He would totally make your heartbeat run.
Oh, God. That man was fucking crazy.
Mm-hmm. When he was on that, what was it? Married with Children for that little bit. I think he was on a show with them for a split second.
That sounds vaguely familiar.
Mm-hmm. I think he was like, I don't know. I want to say he went out and started dating, like in the show, he dated the daughter. And then, I was like, yeah, I don't think so.
That's a Google rabbit hole. I'm going to have to disappear another time.
Mm-hmm.
Was Sam Kinison on there? Because, you know, that's going to take you in like 30 different directions. Like, you're going to learn shit about Sam Kinison you didn't know before.
Right. Right. So, let's see. What is the... So we got your idea of your TikTok and how you started, because it was bored and you got peer pressured. We get it.
Yep, a little bit.
I mean, I'm gonna say more or less 90% peer pressured, 10% boredom.
Yeah.
You Twitch, you stream on Twitch, you briefed up on it. So do you? I mean. It's none of my business. You don't have to answer it or anything, but is that income now?
I'm a Twitch affiliate. So if I hit a certain amount per month, because Twitch only pays out in like, once you get past 100 in your digital account or however that works. So yeah, I mean, it's one of my sources of income. Plus it's just something I love to do. And if I get paid for it, like,
right,
bro,
that's good shit. Cause I do have another guest in here on the chat. I don't know if he's still here. He's my buddy and he does Twitch as well. So yeah, I was chit chatting with him. What, like a few months back we were talking about it and I was like, man, I'm gonna try. And I just did the podcast side of it. I didn't do the gaming.
Right.
That's a whole nother animal.
Oh yeah.
That is a whole nother beast because you have to know your what is it? The OBS?
Your OBS. Yep. I am by no means a master of my OBS. Like I had so much help getting started.
Yeah.
But I started picking up shit on my own and learning how to use it. But yeah, still something gets too hard for me. I'm like, yo, what is going on with this? Please help me.
Right. Why is this happening now?
Yeah.
And this is bullshit. And I'm going to go over here and sit down and just look at it because it looks cool.
Yeah.
And then get back into it and start playing it. I totally get it, man. Totally get it. So you have a full-time job as well.
I do. I have a 9-to-5.
What do you do, if you don't mind me asking?
I manage a storage facility.
Fuck yeah.
So yeah, I sit across the desk and I take payments and do some maintenance and shit around the facility. But you know, most people don't walk in and expect to see me.
I do you walk the property too, like security?
Yeah.
Or?
Oh yeah. Well, the thing is it's one way in, one way out. Every inch of it's covered by security cams and stuff. So most of that I can just see from the office, but you still got to do your walkthroughs and stuff because you never know if you're helping a customer what you might miss. So just do a lock check, you know, check the perimeter and all that shit.
Get any customers that are pissed off at you?
Oh, bro, all the time. As soon as they go from that late fee into like a more serious territory, that's when people always get upset. Like some people handle it well. Some people like want to come across the desk. It's crazy. You never know what you're going to get.
You kind of sit back and go, come on, big boy. You want some of this?
Pretty much.
Yeah. I could see that in you. I could see that in you kind of sitting there. A guy or a chick slamming her fucking hands or her purse on the counter, running the fucking mouth. And then you just kind of sitting back going, listen, I don't make the rules. This is how much it is. This is how much it's going to be. And they're about, I'm going to come across this counter. And you just kind of position yourself and say, well, there's the door. Come on in. Do the old B movie fight scene.
The thing I learned early on is you don't throw the first punch. Mm-mm. Like if they've already made the decision to take a swing at you or try and come across the desk or something like that, like you see that coming. It's people are very obvious in their body language most of the time when they're going to get like that. But you know, luckily that's the smallest percentage of what I have to deal with. Like most of the people, you call them once, you're like, hey, your account, you know, went past whatever. They're just like, all right, bet, let me pay it right now. You know, very few problem tenants at this point.
I got you. So what's your like end goal, like your end game? I mean, I don't mean it like in a bad term or anything, but I mean like what's the end, like retirement, like what's your goal of retirement and being done and just chillaxing?
I mean, honestly, I'd love to get to a point where I can do content creation full time. You know, I think that's the dream of pretty much everybody who gets in the kind of stuff that we get into, whether it's podcasts or streaming on Twitch or TikTok, whatever. Like at some point we all look at it. We're like, can I make a career of this? You know what I mean? So I'm still on my hustle to make that happen. And, you know, fingers crossed, that is the end game because it's something for as long as I'm willing to do it, I can do it. I can play video games and talk to people and chat. Like,
yeah. And a lot of people think this stuff is pretty easy. They're like, all you do is just sit there and do this and that. It's not that hard. And you're like, coming up, it's called creator content. Coming up with the content is a whole nother animal itself.
Oh, yeah. I mean, at least with Twitch, like, it's very organic. It's very fluid, especially because I play a lot of, like, team-based games with actually a couple of people that are in the chat right now. So, you know, you almost always got somebody to play off of or like to riff off of. And it's just very fluid. And that's the really nice part about Twitch. Whereas like TikTok and things like this, absolutely, it's all about, you know, what your approach is going to be and how you're going to do it. And so very different animals, but similar at the same time. You've always got to be thinking about certain things.
So Ashley is asking, or actually requesting us to talk about a guy you found in the
Okay.
I'm really intrigued by this.
So it's a quick story and it's a sad story, unfortunately. Like a year, maybe a year and a half ago now. I closed up shop on a Sunday night, and the only day of the week that the place I work is closed is Monday, and the gate's still open. You know, if you've got your code, you're good. You can still go in, but we're not in the office. So I closed up on a Sunday night. And I was driving out and I noticed that there was a car in front of a unit. The rollaway door was up. I'm just like, okay, you know, somebody's still got like an hour on the clock before they got to get out of their unit and be out before the gate locks down. Didn't think anything of it. I came back Tuesday morning and drove around the facility one time before I stopped to go into the office. And the same car was there in the same position, as the roll up door was still the same way. And I'm just like,
that's suspicious.
That's suspicious. So I went and parked and I walked down the aisle. And as I was getting to the point of the unit where I could actually see a little bit through the open door, I saw his shoes and I was just like, fuck.
No.
Yeah. So I walked in there. I checked him. He was already in full rigor. He had been gone for a while. So just called the sheriffs, and it was the craziest thing because they had to do a little investigation. They didn't know, you know, if it was murder or suicide or, you know, just an accident. And I don't think we ever found out the findings because we're not like family or anything like that. But yeah, it was just this crazy thing for about a week where sheriffs were just in and out and looking at his unit and shit.
That's crazy. That sucks. That sucks.
Yeah.
I don't
know. Young dude too, which made it, you know, just a little bit more sad because I think he was only like 40 or so.
Oh man. Yeah. He could have had a heart issue, anything.
Yeah.
Blood clot. I mean, they do that shit'll happen so fucking quick, you don't even know it. Aneurysm.
Yep.
Done.
That's what makes that shit scary, because you never know, and then it just
That's the reality. And you kind of sit back and be like, oh shit on this.
Yep.
Now, when people don't pay their units, do you have to clean them out or do you guys sell them? What do you do with the units?
So we send them to auction, kind of like if you ever seen Storage Wars, I think was the name of the show. Like when we're not doing the whole pandemic thing, we advertise in the newspaper past a certain point of non-payment that, hey, we're going to be auctioning off these units, and people can come down and bid on them and they can buy the unit. And then they're required to, you know, remove all the items themselves. But during the pandemic, we can't have public auctions. So we basically just, unfortunately, been tossing the units out. So there's really nothing being made back off those units, which is unfortunate. But, you know, most of the time people that default, they've already cleaned out everything that they wanted. And just like, they knew that this was what they were going to do. So they just leave it full of trash. It, you know, no big deal. Get it cleaned out, turn it around.
So you've never found really interesting, other than the man?
For me, interesting, maybe like retro video games and stuff, like Nintendo cartridges, things like that. But no, usually it's like broken electronics or clothes that they didn't take with them. An odd amount of toiletries. I almost always find toiletries in those kinds of units. So
yeah, you know, toiletries are like they're relatively cheap. It's like, why would anybody just throw them in the storage units, toss them a shit in the dumpster?
Yeah, I don't know.
I lost two storage units this past year because because I had knee surgery and so forth and so on. Didn't have any money every week. And I lost two storage units. One storage unit, it had a side-by-side in it, like a cherry picker. It had my electronics, like my old computer, everything. Yeah, it sucked. And then the other one was a box truck, and it had like a brake lathe from when I had my shop. I lost it too, and a boat.
Oh man.
So I just kind of, at the end of the year, I just kind of chucked it up and was like, all right, this isn't going to happen again. So
yeah,
shit happens, and it does. Pangolin again is saying, ask him about his pro gamer days back in the day. That guy caught me.
So back in the day, I was
co-owner. How far back?
2005 or so, when Xbox 360 is still at the height of its popularity.
2005. Back in the days, like 1990.
Is that too far back? Am I that fucking old?
Bro, I played Atari, bro.
You think I've never played a 2600? Like,
oh, you're my best friend.
Bro, you threw out the 64, Atari 2600.
Yes.
Atari Jaguar, like the Neo Geo consoles. Was that GFX? Who put that out? I don't remember, but I love retro gaming. Like,
yes. Anyway, sorry. Pro gamer days. Get back on the subject.
Oh, fuck. Okay. So, yeah, back whenever it was that I'm too fucking old to remember right now, I co-owned a custom modded controller company with a guy named Matt.
Mm-hmm.
Long story short on that is shit didn't work out. But we sponsored gaming teams with, like, these free modded controllers and shit. Like, they didn't use them in tournaments or anything. It was just, you know, advertisement. But I got sponsored, and I used to play Pro Gears of War.
Okay.
Very fucking short-lived career. Burned out on it very fucking quickly. Like, unfortunately ruined my love of a game series that I was, like, really into. And I was just like, this is the worst job ever. Like, I thought this was going to be the absolute shit, but...
No.
Not for me.
So it ruined you.
Yep. Like, I don't even like to fuck with shooters for the most part anymore because of that. I'm just like, no, I'm good. Right. I'll do my survival horror and my story mode and my RPGs and shit. You can keep all that.
I like story modes. My son does the POVs and all that shit, and it's like, man, you know, or the FP, what is it? First person? Yeah, that
FPS.
Stuff.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's like, I fuck around with it, and I'm like, oh.
Yeah,
I can't handle this.
Bro, I'm garbage at Call of Duty and Battlefield. I just don't fuck with them in general. He's terrible at them. Beast. Fortnite, can't fuck with it. Like,
he's a beast. He plays these what did I tell you the other night?
Last night. We're talking about GTA for a minute. I remember
that. He plays the hell out of GTA. That Tom Clancy 12
Rainbow Six Siege.
Rainbow Six, yeah.
Yeah.
Let me tell you, have you touched that game?
I have. I'm fucking terrible.
Wholeheartedly
fucking terrible at that shit.
Dude, he fucking punches a hole in the wall and sits there and waits. Like, he will just sit there. And you're like, bro, what are you doing? He's like, I got him. Bow. And he shoot. And I'm like, dude, seriously? This can't happen in real life. It doesn't work like this. And he's like, well, it works on the game. Huh? Oh, I mean, you are my son.
It works on the game. That's all that matters.
Yeah. Exactly.
Him and his friends, man, they tear shit up. And then they start playing that other game, Rocket League.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We were talking about that.
Mm-hmm. They start playing that a lot. And I'm like, bro, seriously? I don't get it. But, for the longest time, and all bullshit set aside, for the longest time, I didn't understand Minecraft. I was like, I just don't get Minecraft. I don't understand it. And finally it dawned on me. And one day I was like, I know what Minecraft is. I grew up with Legos. Minecraft is Legos just on the digital side. And that's and it blows your imagination. And man, he's still to this day, he'll bust out some Minecraft for a minute. And I'm like, what are you doing? He's like, oh, I'm something with lava. He's throwing water in the lava and it's turning it into like soil. Yeah. And I'm like,
yeah,
that can't happen. And my mind just goes, I can't handle this, dude. And he's like, yeah, I'm just making this. I'm getting this. I'm going to build this. Like,
there you go.
You're a friggin' awesome dude. Cause his mind is just, he thinks about all kinds of shit.
That's nuts. Like, mm-hmm. Minecraft is one of my guilty pleasure games. I don't play it often, but every once in a while when I've had a really shitty day, I just plop down and I'm like, you know what? I'm going to build some shit because fuck it, why not? Yeah, so no, I totally get that. That and Lego games, I have no shame about saying I love fucking Lego games. You can smash everything. Mm-hmm. You can build it back up. It's fucking Lego. Like,
yeah.
What do you want?
I think I saw something. Speaking of Legos, I think I saw something where the guy's holding up one little square and he says it takes so many pounds of pressure for this little square to break, right? Mm-hmm. He says that right there is equivalent to 57,400 and something of the same brick.
Wow.
Up top for that bottom one to break. And he says that's equivalent to like 20 something stories of, what? He goes, if you want to know more stuff about Legos, just come holler at me. And I went, I'm naturally curious now. Right. Because, holy cow. Because he went into like the mathematical equations about Legos and all that stuff. I'm like, man, maybe I need to grab him and put his butt on the show for a little bit. Because I'm really curious.
I would watch that episode.
Lego Man, right?
Yeah. I mean, so do you watch Lego Masters?
It's every once in a while. I've caught myself watching those dogs, where they run around and shit. The training, and they're like, sit down, jump, run through the tunnel. I'm just like sitting there eating pizza going, man, I really wish my dogs would do some shit like this. The only dog that I can tame is a fucking hot dog.
There you go. No, man, I love that Lego Master show. Like, it's not so much from the technical side of shit, but they build beautiful stuff. It's an awesome show.
Is that similar to those robot shows where they used to build the robots and then battle bots?
No, so it's like a building competition show Will Arnett hosts. It's cutesy, it's fun. You know, it's mm-hmm. a good family show.
I gotcha.
Mm-hmm.
I never.
So I do have a question. You just recently started a podcast of your own, correct?
Oh, yes, I did. I did. Me and my buddy Steve. Geek versus Geek. I think we're going to be coming up on episode 7 or 8 on Saturday.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a complete shit show right now, but we're working on it.
Amen. Amen. Do it. Keep it going. It's fun.
Yeah, no, it is a lot of fun, actually. Like, we basically just sit there and talk about geeky shit. Like, hypotheticals. Like, we'll do hypothetical death matches and just talk it out and shit. Because, you know, why the fuck not?
Right, right. There's a lot of people that have been doing a lot of podcasts lately. Mm-hmm. Us included, but there's a lot of them. But I love watching them because that's like a whole nother animal. You watch them. And then you listen to them and everything else. So it's pretty cool. This is kind of like a Zoom setup. So
yeah,
I dig it. I dig it. And I know I have the brick wall that makes it look like I'm in my mom's basement. I was going to yell out, Mom, give me the meatloaf. But
no, I was admiring your brick wall yesterday. I was like, man, I need to get me a brick wall, even if that shit's a facade, because that looks raw.
I'm in a pizzeria. I just hang this flag up in the background, and they let me eat free pizza. They're my sponsor. Sergeant Stripes Pizza is.
Clinton said, "Ma, meatloaf."
He wants me to go, Ma, meatloaf.
That's what he wanted.
That's what he wanted.
Mm-hmm.
Give me the meatloaf. he had meatloaf tonight for dinner. any more questions, Miss Wendy Nguyen?
I do have more questions. So another thing that you are pretty open about on your socials is your relationships. Mm-hmm. So for everybody listening, would you like to explain?
Okay, very simple answer. I am polyamorous. I have two girlfriends. They are both amazing, and I love them both very much. I don't know if they're both still in chat, but they were at one point. And yes, I'm very open about it. It's not something that I've ever felt like you should need to hide to be able to love who you love.
Mm-hmm. Now, have you always been that way? I mean, when did you realize that you wanted to be in that type of relationship or be that way?
So I've kind of always known that this is who I am. Among some other situations, I had a very unique experience growing up, as like both of my biological parents were in the life. So I was pretty much always around it. It was something that was, you know, just always there and I was always aware of. And as I got older, obviously became more involved in it. But for me, like, I don't want to compare it to anything else and have somebody misinterpret what I'm saying. So it's easier just to say I've always known this is who I was.
Mm-hmm. What is, I have to say that I admire you, and some of the my favorite videos that you have done has been on your relationship or on your partners, and the way that you talk about your relationships and your partners with, I mean, just absolute respect is it's something I love about you and about your TikTok and your videos. But what's like, is there anything that's more difficult? Is there any, you know what I mean? Do you guys flow well? A lot of people, and the reason I ask, a lot of people would think that that's something that would be difficult.
And okay, if we're just facing like why it is more or less difficult than a traditional relationship, mm-hmm. of course, having another person in the mix of a relationship can be more complicated than just one-on-one. But as long as you are able to talk to each other and share where you're at and just, you know, be real with each other and work through those issues, it works the same way that any other relationship does, even though mm-hmm. there may be different interpersonal dynamics.
Okay. I've just always been interested. So. And again, I mean, my favorite videos, I think, was when you were talking about one of your partners and just the class and respect that you had in a really difficult situation for everybody involved was, I mean, just, I was absolutely, I mean, just, I was like, I just watched it. I'm like, oh my gosh, like this dude's great. You know, he can be mature and responsible and communicate. So I admire you for that. And that you put it out into the world for everyone else too, that it can be done. So.
I mean, let's just keep it real. I am a stubborn son of a bitch. And sometimes it takes me a minute to get there, but eventually I get there. But yeah. No, they are both fucking amazing, and I'm so lucky to have the both of them, and they both compliment me and each other in different ways, and like I said, they're just fucking amazing.
That's cool.
And are they both local, or is one long distance?
So right now, my other girlfriend, Becca, does live in a different state. She will be moving in with us before too much longer, so yeah. Excited about that.
Yeah.
And then obviously...
difficult about a long distance relationship.
That's what I was just gonna say. That obviously presents its own difficulties. Mm-hmm. You know, it's like I said, it's communication. Like, you make the time to talk, even if it's just a few minutes, to be like, hey, I'm really busy at work today. I just want you to know that I love you and I'm thinking about you.
Yeah.
You know.
Communication.
Exactly. It's key. It is fucking key in any relationship, whether it's romantic, friendship, you know, parental, mm-hmm. like you have to communicate.
Absolutely.
Well, thank you for being so open and so classy and so respectful. So even if you are a stubborn son of a bitch sometimes.
Well, thank you. I appreciate that.
See how cool he is? He's just like, thanks. He's got like this Barry White, like, I appreciate that. Thanks.
I mean, I'll take that. There are worse comparisons for damn sure.
Yeah, I mean... hell, I think I called our last guest, what was it, Trace Atkins. I mean, Trace Atkins is a cool motherfucker, but, you know, I was like, yeah, listen, Trace Atkins. His name
fucking matches him. That man is a fucking tower.
Yeah, like, bro. What the
hell? He's a fucking giant.
Yeah. Now, do you have any brothers or sisters or anything?
I have two biological brothers and two adopted brothers. One adopted brother that we lost, and... there's the four of us that are still around besides myself.
Right on.
I'm the oldest. I am the bad example.
And how tall are they?
So fun fact, me standing at 5'8 and being the oldest brother, since he already knows the answer to this, fuck you, by the way.
You're welcome.
I am the runt. My brother Cameron is just under 6 feet. So we just give it to him. Yeah, you know, he's 6 foot. he's an honorary member of the club.
He's six.
And then my brother Brian is just about 6'2". And mm-hmm. yeah, my brother Chris, who we lost, was 7'4".
7'4".
All very big boys. I did not end up that way. I ended up compact.
See, so yeah. Yeah, I mean, I got like somebody else's leftovers and they kind of went, there you go, Justin. That's you. I was like, meh.
No, he wanted me to tell this story because this is stemming from a story that I told him where I'm like, even as the older brother, I'd be like, listen here, motherfucker. I will fuck you up.
Your kneecaps are right there, bro.
Yes.
They will hurt. I promise you. So, you know, there is always a saying that I remember having growing up, like, and everybody heard it, you know, the bigger they are, the harder they fall. And then I was like, you know what? Yeah, well, the smaller you are, the further you fly. So don't let me grab a hold of you because I will slingshot your ass somewhere. Well, I mean, it might not be very far. I only trust a few people. And if I can't trust you, it's as far as I can throw you. So
there you go.
I mean, that's about it.
Yeah, but how many times have you really been put into that sort of situation? Because you, like, you're not really that tall yourself, but you are very intimidating. Like, you are a big guy, but you are a very intimidating person in person. So, I mean, do people really, like, do you have to worry about flicking people or fighting people? Or, I mean, I know you're so, tough, but.
So, yeah. So, I did a lot of the nightclub security at you know, this dance clubs, and some of the people would get into fights, and the minute I'm in that middle, they kind of go, they turn around, they see me, and they're like, oh, no. And I just grab them and drag them out, get the fuck out of here. We're not playing this game. But I don't know. I don't know. I have gotten into fights. I've gotten my ass whooped, but I have whooped some ass. So it's
as long as you're ahead by the numbers, that's all that matters.
As long as
your fight record's positive, you're good.
Mm-hmm. But I did, you know, I did take a few years back. I did take Brazilian Jiu-Jitsu and Muay Thai. I didn't perfect it, but I definitely honed in my game. And also being in law enforcement, it really puts a little bit of a difference. If you have any kind of like background to that aspect, you can kind of be humble. Don't be a prick, but turn the prick on when need to be, you know, be an asshole when it has to be, but don't be an asshole like right out of the gate. Like a lot of people, golly, man, a lot of cops, man.
Mutual respect, basically.
It's you know, and a lot of people, they forget that just because you broke the law, it doesn't mean that I can violate your civil rights. You know what I mean? You still have rights. You still have everything. I'm not going to violate them because I don't want to go to court. I don't want to get sued. I don't want to do any of that. So, but a lot of times it's just somebody got a brain fart, and I know that they got a brain fart. They blow through a stop sign or something else. They just had a brain fart. Do I write you a citation? Absolutely. Sometimes I do. Sometimes I don't. It just really depends on the person, the outcome, and if there was somebody walking in the street or whatever at that time. But a lot of times it's mostly a lot of, I can't, Chief, if you're watching this, man, I'm so sorry. But sometimes it's warnings. Like verbal, and he hates verbal warnings. So, Chief, I still love you if you're watching this.
Hey, I'd still like to come back to work on Monday. So, if you see this,
so if you're watching this or you're listening to this, Chief, so I need to talk about a raise. I really want to get that red toaster. I'm trying to get that quota up. A lot of people think that there's a quota and there's not.
I don't know. I think I've got a motorcycle cop out here that would disagree with you.
And some people, man, they're just in it for that. Just because he feels Billy Badass on a motorcycle. And he's like, I called one of them before everything. I called one of the motorcycle cops. I was like, oh, you're just trying to be like John Wayne. And he did not like that.
See, I think this one in particular, and like I don't think he knows who the fuck I am, even though he's ticketed me twice. The only two speeding tickets I've ever gotten in my life have happened in the last 18 months on the same stretch of road from the same motorcycle cop.
Right.
And you know the type, as soon as they get behind you, it's like they jack off to Chips. They like model their whole life after fucking Eric Estrada. That kind of motorcycle cop.
Estrada. Yeah.
Fucking aviators and everything. Yeah. But,
that's funny shit.
That was actually, I swear that man's got a quota because he is steady up and down that stretch.
Mm-hmm. And it's so funny because they call it CHIPS. I mean, it stands for like California Highway Patrol.
Patrol, yep.
But it's like CHIPS?
You're a local cop, bro.
Yeah.
The highway is about a mile that way.
Mm-hmm. I remember I was rocking my Gixxer, and me and we were married at the time, but we were going through divorce. She took my bike and she threw it down on the ground and it broke my mirror called it the driver's side. So left side.
Right.
So she broke it. So I got rid of it. I put blocking plates, you know, and rocked with no mirrors. Well, I mean, I was younger and dumb and didn't really know the laws or anything. And I'm cruising. I have my iPod in, my jacket.
Compounding the mistakes.
Yeah, dude, everything just kept leveling up. Little did I know that I had a motorcycle cop behind me for about 3 miles. And the only reason I turned around and looked, I think I was turning, and I just happened to look back, and I see him there, and I was like, oh, shit. So I pulled over. He jumps off that bike, and he is ripping me. I was like, And the funny thing is like I couldn't hear him because the music was on in my headphones. And I'm just like this. And he's just ripping me. And I was like, all I could think of is like, wow, he's really mad and he's going with the beat of this song. This is crazy.
It's like when the perfect GIF lines up with every song.
It was everything was lined out, and he's looking at me, and I'm like, uh-huh. And then I was, can you mind if I take off my helmet? So I took it off, and of course the earphones pop out. Mm. He says, you didn't hear a fucking word. I said, no, sir. He wrote me a citation for the headphones, the mirror. Mm. He almost wrote me a ticket for the evading a police officer.
Oh, yeah, because he was on you for 3 miles.
For 3 miles. He almost got me for that. And he says, well, what happened to your mirrors? I said, oh, I got into an argument with the ex-wife and she threw the bike on the ground and broke the mirror. He goes, oh, blame it on your ex. Oh, throw your ex-wife under the bus. If there was a bus, I would have did it, John Wayne. Bro, that motherfucker was so mad.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. And then I was like, you know what? I think I want to get into law enforcement. I was like, I don't know.
That was the day.
I don't know what the hell happened to me. I got another question though. What is the most important thing you've learned so far in your life?
It's so fucking cliche, honestly, but say what you mean and mean what you say.
Be real.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But understand that there are different levels of realness that you expose to different people.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't expose all your realness to people that don't only show you like a small percentage of who they are or what they're about. Like,
correct.
Keep people at the appropriate level. That's all I'm saying.
Lawrence says, don't dip your pen in company ink. So he's learned that one very well.
Yeah.
He's like, that's mine now. I'm keeping it and you can have it. Definitely. I've learned in my life, I've learned to keep certain people at distance, at arm's reach. And just be a better human. Yeah. So
that's the everyday struggle right there. Be a better fucking human.
Pangolin says, don't expose yourself to people that will get you arrested. Yeah. I mean, that's good sound advice.
Yeah.
I love it.
And that's, you know, people are crazy, but I wouldn't have it any other way.
Absolutely. I mean, that's the, you know, I've told Wendy and Clinton and everybody, you know, I was like, you know, you guys, you guys are my rock. I trust them with everything.
Yeah.
And, you know, I think, I think they know a lot about, me and the Gorilla Lounge and everything else, but they keep me in check. They keep me focused. Okay. We need to do this. Don't do that, jerk. Keep going this route. And it's like, okay.
You got to have those people in your life, even if they drive you fucking crazy half the time. Like, you need that shit. If you're a certain stubborn type of personality, you need that shit.
And my buddy Matt says sometimes it's hard to be a better person. and it is. It is. It is.
I had a lapse.
I've had quite a few. We have a guy at work that one day he came in and he just, you know, just rambled like back and forth. He was bouncing off the walls, bouncing. I was like, man, how much coffee do you drink? And he's like, snaps his fingers and he points and he's like, man, you don't even know this kind of coffee I'm drinking, man. It's good coffee, great coffee. I was like, please let me know because I'm going to need some of that.
Right.
Do you have it laced with cocaine? Because you are on a whole nother plane here. And he was like, yeah, you ever heard of Donut House? And I went, what? I said, you're like really amped up off of Donut House? Bro, I would really hate to see you on my Death Wish coffee.
I can't, bro. I tried once. I was like, no. Like, I love my coffee, but I only have about 2 to maybe 3 cups a day. When I'm getting ready for work, when I first start work,
those are rookie numbers, son.
So strong. What's that?
Those are rookie numbers, son. You need to bump those up.
I can't show the can with the name on it because I think I fucked up and did that a little bit the first time I took a drink, but I've been covering it ever since. But I basically live off that other stuff.
I got you.
Coffee is just the warm shit in the morning to get my eyes open.
Oh yeah, I sipped on it earlier tonight. I think the beginning of the show, and that's the coffee cup I was sipping it out of.
Was definitely admiring the coffee cup earlier.
Gotta have that. See, Matt even called it weak sauce. That his donut. That's what I called his Donut House coffee. Was weak sauce. I was like, bro, that's weak sauce. But Matt knows. We went out to Kansas a couple weeks ago for work, and that was the gist of it. I was like, bro, I need coffee. He's like, you can't, you're good. I was like, no, I need coffee, man. I called Wendy up and I was like, listen, there's Dunkin' Donuts over here. I've never had it really. What's a good coffee? And she's like, okay, get the original coffee, get it with swirl. I think it's French vanilla swirl, caramel swirl. And I went, okay. And she goes, and if you really want to go crazy, you really want to party, she goes, get the shot. I was like, bet. I pulled up to Dunkin' Donuts. I was like, okay. Wendy says I should get a large original coffee. She's like, okay. I go, caramel swirl and some sort of monster shot put in there. She go, and the lady was, and she called it something else. And I went, yeah, I think that's it. So that thing woke me up. I was like, I was on crack, man.
I love how Wendy is like apparently a connoisseur of the secret Dunkin' Donuts coffee menu. Like, she's 100%. Back there helping them create new drinks.
And it was delicious, wasn't it?
Yeah. She's back there in the back with a flask and it's got the smoke and she's got the white lab coat and she's like, that's what I picture.
Yep, exactly.
See, she's
not. I can actually see that. I can see you doing something like that on Halloween or something like that.
Her hair sticking straight up and all white. Ah,
the bride. There you go.
Yes. And then going, this is going to be the world's strongest coffee. Yeah. I ain't bullshitting. But you drink coffee, right?
Me?
Mm-hmm. Both of you. I mean, he just said he drinks like 3 or 4. But I mean, okay. How do you like your coffee? Both of you.
Bro, shit ton of creamer. I don't give a fuck. Don't judge me. None. I like sweet coffee. I don't care.
Me too.
Same. Yeah. We love ourselves. We're going to.
No, yeah, exactly. I love myself. Therefore, I put creamer in my coffee because that shit is delicious.
Exactly. Okay. The thing, you know, some people like, see, Lawrence says he likes it black. You know, and there's nothing wrong with black.
Nah.
But that's like eating toast with no butter. To me, that's just like, I gotta have something. I gotta have that butter. I gotta have that. You know what I mean? I gotta have it. Somebody also said put a tablespoon of butter in your coffee. It makes it smoother.
Have you ever tried?
I don't know if I can support that one.
I'm no. not gonna attempt it, but no. maybe no. I thought maybe one of y'all did. Okay. No, I mean,
no. I've never heard of that.
So this will be edited. So. Big Man Bassin says he likes his coffee the same color as his tan. Yes, and Dawn says creamer smooths the acid out, and that is 100% correct.
No, that's true, and I drink nothing but dark roast, so it's very acidic as it is.
See, I'm not freaking out. Hold on. There it is right there. Clinton says it. Try the butter in your coffee.
I don't know, buddy. I don't know.
Oh, hold on. And then Pangolin, she says, don't put butter in your coffee. It's weird.
It changes the consistency. Well, why do I need the consistency of my coffee changed? It's coffee. It's flavored bean water with sweet non-dairy shit in it.
100%. Yeah. I don't know. Every so often I'll go straight black. I'll go black. I don't even care. If I'm really tired.
Since the day I crossed the blue line and got out, I have not done that. Black coffee isn't a fucking choice when you're underway for 6 months at a time. Like, the best you're getting is little creamer packets. Okay. And that non-dairy creamer powdered shit is just garbage. Only
Lawrence,
people hate themselves do that.
Laura says, I'm not eating waffles. I'm drinking coffee. you know, he's not wrong. Pineapple. See, everybody's going to pineapple and pizza. How do you like your pizza? Pineapple?
I am a non-pineapple person, to be honest. Like, Ashley actually gets pineapple on her pizza a lot, and we usually just get it split down the middle. I'm like, I want my shit over here free of your pineapple. But then I always end up stealing a piece anyway, so I don't know. Maybe I'm biased. Maybe I'm just not fit to give an opinion. I sneak over to the dark side every once in a while.
Yeah, I tried the pineapple. Have you, Wendy? Have you tried the pineapple with the – see – if you put pineapple with something other than ham, I can't do the ham.
But you don't like ham.
I don't like ham.
Yeah, I feel like that's such a weird flavor profile, and maybe I'm the one sitting over here with fucked up taste buds, but the ham plus the pineapple, like...
Local place back in Florida. They did a chicken barbecue pizza, and they put pineapple on that. That was actually pretty good.
No, we are not even going into that, Lizzie. No, no, no. This is like a whole huge, serious, heated debate on my Twitch channel. We don't have time for it. we don't. We will sit here for 3 fucking hours and talk about this shit, and someone will end up dying on that hill. I'm good for today. Thank you.
Maybe we'll have to elaborate on another show.
Maybe.
Fucking right. We're gonna. So Wendy, let's pencil him in for a couple weeks from now to talk about that. That we just started out. See, Matt says pineapple and cheese. I guess just pineapple and cheese because he doesn't do ham either. So I've done pineapple. I've tried the pineapple with pepperoni, and I'm not a fan of that. Now jalapenos and pepperoni, on point.
I don't like jalapeno. I never have. It's a taste thing. It's not a spice thing. It's not a consistency thing. It's specifically the taste. Really? I can't fuck with it.
I can see that.
Like, I'll eat spicier peppers than that. I just don't like the taste of that particular pepper.
I hate green peppers. Green bell pepper.
Oh, no, I'm with you there too. Not a fan of bell peppers.
I can eat the red and the orange. Unless it's like a stuffed
bell pepper, and it's got to be done right.
I belch it up 24/7 for like the next 2 or 3 days. Green pepper. I can't mess with it. Any other questions, Miss Wendy?
I don't think so.
No.
I can't think of any right now that you just said. Any more questions?
Let me see.
God.
Let's see. Hold on.
Oh, he's got his list.
Ha ha.
Okay, here's one. If you could have a billboard or a sign with anything on it about you, what would it say? What would it be?
Fuck. Oh, shit. Can we play this like Password? Can you just give me clues until I get inspiration? I don't know. Honestly, I don't know.
Like if you had a, like if you were like the knight and you had your crest, right? Your shield, your crest. And had everything that was just you, everything about you, what would it be? Would it be like the military, guns, Twitch, TikTok, all this stuff combined into one thing?
Okay, if we're doing like a coat of arms situations, I think I get four slots, depending, 2 to 4. Mm-hmm.
And then just, we'll just some, plaster it on the billboard.
There you go. Definitely some kind of representation of the military, maybe some crossed anchors. Like, I'm sure people have seen that I have anchors on my forearms, so maybe, you know, some crossed anchors or something.
Mm-hmm.
Video games have been a part of my life since, you know, 1985 when I got my hands on an original Nintendo controller, so definitely gonna have some kind of controller up there, something to represent my family, maybe like a couple of hash marks or something to represent the kids, something like that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what that fourth spot would be. That'd be open for future generations to fill, I guess.
Or a little bit later, right?
Yeah, or, you know, chapter you write in the story later.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. Matt says his would be, can this guy get any better? Fucking Matt. Oh, my God. So, all right. Well, I mean, I honestly, I'm glad you showed up on the show. I'm glad you're here. I'm glad you took time out of your busy day and
Thank you. Come
kick it with us, man. Got to know you a little bit more.
Yeah, bro. This was the highlight of my week. I've been looking forward to this for a while since Wendy first asked me if I could possibly do the show. I thought it was going to be, you know, weeks still, and it just worked out for everybody that this Thursday happened. So, yeah,
exactly.
Man.
Exactly.
I had a ton of fun. It was, you know, nice getting to meet you for the first time.
You too. I know
Smiles McGee down there already, but you know, that was cool. So yeah, I had a lot of fun today, yesterday, getting to know you guys. Just fucking awesome time.
Absolutely. I'm gonna follow you on Twitch probably either tonight or maybe tomorrow when I get the time, because I'm gonna be doing some little bit of looking at the audio clips and everything.
Yeah.
Definitely. If you guys, here's his, let's see, where did I put you? Here, put that out.
Oh, look at that.
Go follow his TikTok or his Instagram or his Twitch, you guys. Great stuff. Good guy, as you guys can tell. If you're not following him, go hit that follow button. His name is the same all the way throughout the board. And I just realized that.
You want to follow me on Twitter, and then it's at Wolf King of Cali. I'm trying to be better about posting on Twitter. I'm so bad about that. Like, I have a few things connected to it to automatically post tweets or something if I post something. But other than that, I just forget that it's even a resource.
Yeah. Dude, trust me. I'm all about – I go all over the board, but I haven't touched Twitter, but I'm – there's so many friggin' handles that I've got. It's unreal.
Yeah.
We just got to get two phones. One for socials and one for personal. No.
I heard it.
You heard the song.
You spoke it like it was spoken word, but I still heard it.
The song.
Yeah.
Mm-mm. I got, you know, have you heard that song yet, Wendy? I got two phones. No.
I don't know what's better, the fact that you actually like saying the first line or that she's just completely innocent and does not know this song.
It's all good. And here I thought this whole time that you had this eclectic of different genres of music.
Okay, and, when did this song come out?
Like 2000.
Oh. Is that
I don't know. Hey, Matt.
I want to say like 2000. When did that song? 2016.
Two phones. Like, was that Kevin Gates? No, that's not.
Yeah.
Was it Kevin Gates?
Yeah.
Hold on. I'm gonna look it up real quick because now I need to know. I got two phones, one for the something and one for the plugs. I don't know. Two phones.
Hold on. I'm curious what the year is. Because I was super wrong about something.
No, Richard, I do not know the song. Why is everybody so surprised about this?
I got the lyrics. Why isn't it not pulling up the year? Hold on. The year it was released.
Jesse says 2016 is the music video.
2016?
Yeah.
I believe it. That's about right.
I mean, I think I said 1870.
One for the bitches and one for the dough. That's it. Welcome to the podcast, ladies and gentlemen. Now the shows are actually starting.
This was just a fucking warm-up act.
You guys are all fucked now. Sorry, YouTube. Please don't ban us.
Please.
Please. I beg you. I've already been banned.
Right.
So, all right. Well, I'm going to find a motivational quote that we do every episode at the end of the show. Let's see. Oh, that was a pretty good one. I'm going to use this one. Okay. It says, allow yourself to have a bad day on your journey to being your best. Forgive yourself and move forward.
Yesterday for me.
Be better.
Yep.
Deep thoughts with Vanilla Gorilla. Absolutely, Clinton.
There you go.
Yeah. Allow yourself to have a bad day on your journey to being your best. Forgive yourself and move forward. So that, you know what that means in layman's terms? Get the fuck over it and build a bridge and go. Get the hell going. Be done with it.
Yep.
Just be over. Well, you guys, I really appreciate it. I thank you again for being on the show and hanging out with us and everybody out there in the audience. Definitely. I really do appreciate it. Especially the 290 subscribers. I'm pretty, or 291. I'm pretty, pretty pumped up. That's pretty cool.
Don't forget that last one. Everyone's important.
She made sure. She was like, 291. I'm surprised she didn't throw out the word bitch and be like, 291, bitch. Because I'd have been like, ha, I like this. This is cool.
On the right day, she might have actually, but
yeah,
not on that day, apparently.
I don't know, man. I'm just that person. I'm just kind of out there. So, you guys, again, thank you so much for tuning in and hanging out. And if you want, Big Bad Ukami, hang out in the backstage for a little bit. Wendy's going to hang out. We'll bring Clinton back up. You guys, thank you for hanging out.
Thank you for having me, man.
All right. We'll get you back on at a later date, I'm sure. Because
I love that.
This is cool. I dig it. All right, you guys. Have a good night.
Good night, everybody.